We are here in New Dwarka to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, the ripened fruit of the tree of knowledge known as Vedas. We are studying the fifth canto, which is entitled The Creative Impetus. Chapter 3, Rishabhdev's Appearance. I'm going to cover two verses, 19 and 20. And 19 is on the board. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sri Shuka Uvacha. Iti Nisham Yatya Meru Devya Patim Abhidya Yantar Dade Bhagavan. Please chant. Are we going to have people take turns? No? Okay. Should we do the word for word? Word for word. Sri Shuka Uvacha. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Iti thus, Nishamayantya, who was listening, Meru Devya, in the presence of Meru Devi, Patim, unto her husband, Abhidaya, having spoken, Antardadhe, disappeared. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation, please repeat. Shukadeva Goswami continued. After saying this, the Lord disappeared. The wife of King Nabhi, Queen Meru Devi, was sitting by the side of her husband, and consequently she could hear everything. The Supreme Lord had spoken. Purport. According to the Vedic injunctions, one should perform sacrifices in the company of one's own wife. Sapatniko dharmam acharet. Religious rituals should be performed with one's wife. Therefore, Maharaj Nabhi conducted his great sacrifice with his wife by his side. So, there's really nothing for me to speak on, so I'm going to do the last verse of this chapter. Is that okay, Architadas? Text 20. Mahishi tasmin eva vishnu datta bhagavan paramarshibi prasadito nabe priya chakirshaya tad avarojhayane meru devyam dharman darshayitu kamovata rasananam shramananam vishinam urdva mantinam shuklaya Tanuva Vatatara. O Vishnu Dutt Parikshit Maharaj, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was pleased by the great sages at that sacrifice. Consequently, the Lord decided to personally exhibit the method of executing religious principles as observed by brahmacharis, sannyasis, vanaprastas, and grihastas engaged in rituals, and also satisfy Maharaj Nabhi's desire. Consequently, he appeared as the son of Meru Devi in his original spiritual form, which is above the modes of material nature. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. When the Supreme Lord appears or descends as an incarnation within this material world, he does not accept a body made of the three modes of material nature, sattva-guna, rajoguna, and tamoguna. Mayavadi philosophers say that the impersonal God appears in this material world by accepting a body in the sattva-guna. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti states that the word shukla means consisting of shuddha sattva. Lord Vishnu descends in his shuddha sattva form. Shuddha sattva refers to the sattva gun which is never contaminated. In this material world, even the mode of goodness, sattva guna, is contaminated by tinges of rajoguna and tamoguna. When a sattva-guna is never contaminated by rajoguna and tamoguna, it is called shuddha-sattva. Sattvam vishuddham vasudeva shabditam. From the Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 3. That is the platform of Vasudev, whereby the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, can be experienced. In Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 4, Text 7, Sri Krishna himself says, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam surjamyaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. Unlike ordinary living entities, the Supreme Lord is not forced by the modes of material nature to appear. He appears dharman darshayityu kama, to show how to execute the functions of a human being. The word dharma is meant for human beings and is never used in connection with beings inferior to human beings, such as animals. Unfortunately, without being guided by the Supreme Lord, human beings sometimes manufacture a process of dharma by concoction. Actually, dharma cannot be made by man. Dharmam tu sakshad bhagavat pranitam. A quote from the Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 3. Dharma is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just as the law is given by the state government, man-made dharma has no meaning. Srimad Bhagavatam refers to man-made dharma as Kaitava dharma, cheating religion. The Supreme Lord sends an avatar, incarnation, to teach human society the proper way to execute religious principles. Such religious principles are Bhakti Marga. As the Supreme Lord himself says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. The son of Maharaj Nabi, Rishabhdev, appeared on this earth to preach the principles of religion. That will be explained in the 5th chapter of this 5th canto. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 5th canto, 3rd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Rishabhdev's Appearance in the Womb of Meru Devi, the Wife of King Nabi. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Trinada Pisuni Chena Tororiva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Haryanama, Haryanama, eva kivalam, kalo nastyeva, 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 gatiranyata. Archita Das, thank you very much for allowing me this service. And thank you, Swabas, and all the devotees here who are doing such a wonderful job keeping this temple alive and well, seeing that the deities are looking always ever fresh, the most famous, most beautiful. Surely Srila Prabhupada is pleased with your sincere efforts to continue this Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, I have to offer my respectful obeisances to all of you, because you're taking so much care and so much effort. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanang pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. And Shukadev Prabhu, yesterday's class was outstanding. You had me glued. I didn't want to move an inch. You were so fired up with your presentation of Bhagavad Gita, which you do so nicely in all your classes. I was just fixed there. Nothing could disturb me, nothing. I just wanted to hear more and more. Thank you for a very nice class yesterday. So, if you permit me, I'd like to vituperate, and then I'll leave a few minutes for questions or challenges. So, Vishnu Dutt, that Parikshit Maharaj, was protected, delivered, and saved by Krishna in the womb of his mother. This we learn in the first canto when Uttara is praying to Krishna that a fiery arrow is coming. And so exemplary, so what a great consciousness, Uttara. She says, let it kill me, but let my baby live. This is such a high understanding God consciousness, that yes, I may die, that's all right, but my baby should live. And the child in the womb was seeing this wonderful person saving him from the heat, the irresistible heat of the Brahmastra weapon, which Prabhupada compares to nuclear weaponry, but much finer, much more subtle. And the Parikshit, his very name that was given, examiner, that throughout his life he would be examining, checking, were you the one that saved me when I was, were you the one? Were you the one? His whole life looking for that person who delivered him in the womb of his mother. So it says here that the Supreme Personality of Godhead was pleased. So that is, some sit here, Haritoshanam. In the first canto, Sutta Goswami tells the sages of Naimisharanya that what is the perfection of life? How is it that you can say that yes, I have lived a success if you have satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If he is pleased, then you can say your life is successful. Not, oh yes, my life is successful because I have a big bank balance, I have three cars, I live in a big mansion, and I have so many sons and grandsons, and I have so much property. No, this is not the measure of a successful human life. That may be the measure for a materialistic civilization. But an Aryan civilization, the criteria is spiritual advancement. And the essence of spiritual advancement, some sit here, Hari Toshanam, satisfaction of God. Hari, he who takes away everything inauspicious from the devotee. All these inauspicious things are our material attachments, the things which are keeping us imprisoned, the shackles. So Hari, God, is that person who can break the shackles, who can break the bonds and make you free. Yesterday, and in the last couple of days, I've been studying quotes about hearing and chanting. Prabhupada has written so much in First Canto about hearing and chanting, and I came across this very one nice purport in relationship to Bhishma. Prabhupada is talking about real freedom, which whenever this word freedom comes, I really pick up, because before coming to Krishna consciousness, this was a big thing for me, to be free. I wanted to be free. I even, as a karmi, wrote a song, I Choose to Be Free, because I didn't want to go to the Vietnam War. I said, no way, not fighting some silly man's war, some tricky-dicky war. No, I'm not going to be a fool. I'm not going to be a tool. I may be stupid, but I'm not dumb. So I had to figure out some way to get out. Hook or by crook. That's another one of Prabhupada's great lines. Hook or by crook. Sometimes you have to be like that. We're dealing with crooks in the names of governors and mayors and presidents. They're all a bunch of crooks. So sometimes you have to deal with them appropriately. So, Prabhupada was talking about real freedom. And real freedom means to become free from the influence of the modes of nature. That is why this movement is so important. There are so many movements in the world, so many movements, political movements, social movements, so many. And the people are thinking, I will join this party, I will join this movement, and I will become free, I will better myself. But no. Because you're still under the grip of the modes of material nature. In the purport, Prabhupada was discussing how God, Krishna, is free from the influence of the modes of nature. So God, He is absolutely free. So if we want to be free like God, then we have to become free from the modes of material nature. And Shukadev knows best. What is the line in Bhagavad Gita? How do you become free from the modes of material nature? Bhakti Yogena. There is no other way. And that Bhakti Yogena has to be uninterrupted. Anyone who has actually studied Bhagavad Gita, you will come to this statement. Mangchayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena yasevate sagunan samati yaitan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. This is freedom. And there's no alternative freedom. You have to be engaged in devotional service 24/7, 365, 100, and life after life after life. No check, no stop. That's freedom. As soon as I stop engaging in devotional service, again, captured. Because Maya does her service very good. And as soon as she detects, oh, you don't want to be engaged in Krishna service? Come here. Let me slap you. Come serve me. Come on. servant, I have to be. Subhas's favorite Ratha Yatra song. You got to serve somebody. The only bright thing Bob Dylan ever said in his life. You have to serve somebody. And Prabhupada has written that all over his books. So who are you going to serve? Maya or Krishna? The big boss man, illusion, your senses, servant, that's what we are. And Maya's trick is, oh, you're not servant. You're the king. You're president. You're governor. You're rock star. You movie actress. We trick ourselves. Maya tricks us into believing that I am the enjoyer. I am supreme. But actually, I'm the servant. But the Maya is, I think I'm not. Ask anyone who has gotten married. The man was thinking, I got her. Ha! And the woman is also thinking, I got him. And each is thinking, now I will enjoy. But then they both realize, I'm not the enjoyer, I'm the servant. For me, it took less than 2 weeks. Because I was thinking, now I'll be just like the gurus back then, when guru was king. And I was thinking, now I have a wife, make me samosa, now make me this. Doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. Then you realize, you wake up, what did I do? I'm not the enjoyer. I'm not the boss. I'm not the king. I'm still servant. I thought that I would escape. Oh, I don't have to work under that nasty temple commander always telling me what to do. Now do this. Now do this. So now I'll be independent. I'm a householder. I got my own apartment now. Now I am king. No. You trade one temple commander for another who has big hips, swollen breasts, and maybe some lipstick, but she's still a temple commander. Now do this. Now do this. Now do this. Now do jump, 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 jump. But luckily in Krishna consciousness, you have philosophy. And Prabhupada presents it so nicely that once you snap out of it, you oh. But then you read Prabhupada's books and you learn how to adjust accordingly. You learn to reformat your hard drive in your heart. Oh, I was thinking the wrong way. That, yes, I am Krishna's eternal servant. Nothing more, nothing less. Even in the kingdom of God, I'm still going to be the servant. That's why Satan, right? He said, rather to reign in hell. Better to reign in hell. Because the very essence of Satan is, I don't want to be the servant of God. That's why he's Satan. So as soon as I give up the consciousness, what is Lord Chaitanya? Right? Jivera Sorupahoy Krishnera Nityadas. That is my identity. But we have free will, yes. Krishna does not force. Alright, you're a servant, but if you don't want to be a servant, if you want to pretend that you're the enjoyer, go ahead. Try it. You're not going to go very far. But go ahead. So that's why we're here in this material world. Still thinking, still dreaming. There's a chance. There's a way. I can do it. And Maya keeps saying, yes, one more try. Come on, let's do it one more time. Let's go for it. Slaps down again. So Krishna consciousness means to be fully under this conception that I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. Now let me engage. And as soon as I am 100% engaged in bhakti yoga, the 9 activities of bhakti yoga, as soon as I engage, and I don't stop engaging, now I'm free. Now I'm really free. And this Srimad Bhagavatam is giving us case histories of people who have become free. Dhruva became free. Prahlad Maharaj, he's free. Bali Maharaj. And then we get to the 10th canto. We will see the kingdom of freedom, the spiritual world manifest on earth. We will see the study the inhabitants of Vrindavan. They're free. We will study the inhabitants of Mathura. They are free. And the inhabitants of Dwarka, how free they are in Krishna consciousness. But outside of Krishna consciousness, no. No freedom. No. Although we may try and we may scream and clamor and do so many antics, no, you'll not be free. This is real freedom. The real freedom, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Because it's giving people an opportunity to engage in devotional service. That's what this temple or any Prabhupada temple is. It's simply a facility for people to become servants of God. Soon as you come in and ring that bell, ding, my Lord, your servant is here. Please engage me. As soon as I say, Hare Krishna, I am telling Krishna, I'm here for service. And as devotees, our business is ourselves to be engaged and to engage others in these 9 items of devotional service. That's all we are meant to do. When Bhrigupati and others go out on book distribution, the goal is take this book so that you also can be engaged in the same things that I'm doing. Devotional service. So, this is our life. Our life is, I have to be engaged in devotional service, and how can I engage others in devotional service? That is life. Nothing more, nothing less. Anything outside of that is an illusion, is a dream, is an hallucination, and it will prove to be an abject failure. But as long as I'm engaged in hearing, chanting, remembering, praying, worshiping, the 9 items, oh yes, the 10th item, eatanam. If all else fails, take prasad. That's why there's, as I've said many times, Archita can tell you, we have said, there is no better process because they don't have prasadam. They may have communion and they may have, but they don't have prasadam. So, just to be engaged, just to be engaged in the items, the activities of Krishna, that is the blessing of God. You all know how wherever I go, people always want my blessings. I'm famous now as the world blesser. But they don't know that the real blessing is to be engaged in devotional service. That's the real blessing. Whatever that service is. Coming up, right now it's May 1st. So what's coming up real big? Rath Yatra. What does Rath Yatra mean? Unlimited facility for service. There's no question during Rath Yatra time, gee, I got nothing to do. No. And there are certain devotees in this temple, those 2 weeks from Snana Yatra to the actual Rath Yatra day, they put it into overdrive. They look forward to it because they, ooh, Snana Yatra has come now for 2 weeks. I'm going to kick it into overdrive. That means I'm going to increase. And Prabhupada showed us by his personal example, one should never think, oh, this is the limit of my devotional service. That's not how a devotee thinks. Devotee thinks, all right, now let me do more for Krishna. Prabhupada showed us, was it 72, 73? The devotees went to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, we distributed so many thousands of books and they were waiting for Prabhupada's blessing. Yes, now double it. What did he say? Yeah, he said double it. Because that is Krishna consciousness. To increase and never think, oh, I've done this now, let me take a vacation. No, I have done this now, let me improve, let me do more. So, when we're chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. What are we saying? My father thinks, oh, you're just mumbling some words. No. We are actually saying something. Please engage me in your service. That's what we are saying. Please engage. And service is unlimited. There is unlimited service. But what's lacking is unlimited desire to serve. That is what's lacking. I don't have this unlimited desire to serve. I'll serve a little bit. But, nah, I can't do that. No. But actually, there is unlimited service. So much service that the six Goswamis of Vrindavan forgot to eat and sleep. They were so absorbed in devotional service, Krishna consciousness. Oh, we forgot to eat today. Oh, we better eat some. We forgot to take rest. They were so absorbed in the activities of Krishna consciousness, devotional service. Can't be imitated, but at least we should know that there is this stage of unlimited service. And it's only my own causeless unwillingness to surrender to that service. So that's why Lord Chaitanya emphasizes hearing and chanting. If you read the final chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Shikshastakam prayers, there's this one line where Lord Chaitanya is explaining, giving the purport, his own purport, to Shikshastakam. That's why I love that chapter. You get the Chaitanya purport. Lord Chaitanya says that by chanting, all varieties of devotional service are awakened. So I've been preaching this a lot, that everything begins by nice hearing and chanting. If you're not doing nice hearing and chanting, then everything else is going to be very difficult. Karshati, it's going to be a struggle. So it begins by every day. First priority, let me now hear and chant nicely. As we used to say years ago here in a different era of New Dwarka, we have to become absorbed. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You have to become absorbed. But it's true. We have to become absorbed in hearing and chanting. From there, everything will happen nicely. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So I am following the guidelines. I have ended by 8:10. We have 5 minutes for Ishta Gosti. Okay. Thank you very much. All glories to New Dwarka. Hare Krishna. You don't have to apologize to me. Chant Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.